This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important strategy when it comes to teaching and nurturing our children into the process of salah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah, as we know, is an important aspect of the Islamic lifestyle, and a Muslim looks forward to and longs for praying salah every single day, five times a day. And our children, likewise, they need to be encouraged to pray salah. But at the same time, when they observe our demonstrations of salah and when they watch their parents pray salah or other adults, they might pick up things that are obviously wajib but are also mustahab. And at times they might be mistaken. They might be mistaken in taking those things that are wajib as mustahab or those that are mustahab as wajib. And they might end up being in a state that they have a few issues with their salah when they pray it themselves. So it is very important as a strategy that we as parents take the time and observe our children's salah for any mistakes, for any issues that might be part of that salah. This is a strategy that is taught to us by the Masumin themselves as well, that they would ask their companions to stand to pray and they would watch them to pray and give them feedback based on their salah. Or otherwise, Rasulullah one day, as it's been narrated, was sitting with a group of his companions after having prayed salah. And another man came by into the masjid and he started to pray salah. But he would pray in such a way that he would not perform the ruku' and his sujood on the ground. His prostration would be such that as if he was just pecking on the ground like a bird. And Rasulullah, when he looked at him, he said, "O my companions, if you look at this person, a person like him who prays salah, if he were to die, he would not have died on the deen, on the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." And Rasulullah at that moment explained to his companions what were the issues when it came to the person's salah. One of those was that he would peck on the ground just like a bird, or instead of performing the sujood properly with full calmness and stillness. Rather, he would just quickly put his head on the ground and get back up, and he would not complete the sujood properly. And his ruku as well did not exist, and that also was an important issue and mistake in his salah. And Rasulullah said, a person who does not perform ruku' and sujood is like pecking in salah, is like a hungry person that he just takes one or two, is like a hungry person who just takes one or two pieces of dates and remains hungry and does not get satiated. And that is where Rasulullah told his companions, wudu needs to be done perfectly, and likewise perform your ruku and sujood in a perfect manner likewise. This is what will make your worship perfect and acceptable, and you will also benefit as if you are being spiritually satiated likewise by performing a complete salah. So again, when we look at our own children and as we wish for them to pray salah in the most perfect manner, we need to take time out. We need to first know salah properly, completely, with all its different aspects. And we also need to then observe our children while praying salah, such that we are able to pick out any issues that their salah has, and we are therefore able to correct it, inshallah ta'ala. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.